ASU recently hosted a forum examining the outside effects of climate change on indigenous peoples. Tribal leaders and members, along with scientists, scholars, and activists, got together to examine why Native American tribes were more vulnerable to Earth's changing weather patterns and what can be done about it. The keynote speaker was a former Department of Interior official who's recently made news as a whistleblower against the Trump administration. KJZZ's Phil Lastman spoke with him, and he joins us now. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. His name is Joel Clement, and for 7 years he worked on the issue as the director of the DOI's U.S. Office Policy of Analysis. He traveled to places like Alaska to see for himself, and now he finds himself unemployed after leaving the agency. And I started out our conversation by asking him what happened.
Well, when the new administration came in, when the Trump administration came in, they clearly deprioritized climate change work. I was the climate change lead at the agency. So it took them a few months, but they reassigned me this summer in June, took me away from my work supporting Alaska Native villages addressing the impacts of climate change. So when they reassigned me, they sent me to the office that collects royalty checks from the oil and gas industry. So it was clear they wanted to get me to quit. So I blew the whistle and registered a whistleblower complaint with the Office of Special Counsel. And there's an ongoing investigation there. But after 2 or 3 months of trying to stick it out in that new position they gave me, it was clear that there was no interest in doing the work that I find very important right now. So I resigned in early October. To just keep my voice out there. I had already essentially lost my job. I didn't want to lose my voice. So that's why I'm continuing the drumbeat on these issues now from outside the agency.
Why is it so important for you to be a whistleblower, and what are you exactly trying to blow the whistle on?
Well, you know, the big problem is the abuse of power and the ethical issues that are coming up at the Department of the Interior. So, you know, when I was reassigned, they reassigned dozens of us at one time. With the clear intent, we believe, to get us to quit. And that's a dangerous precedent, because that's when one of the important things about the civil service is that it remains independent in terms of political priorities. In other words, we're there to implement the work and to implement the laws and regulations created by Congress. We are not allowed to, nor is it advisable that we be getting involved in political work. So they were politicizing the civil service, and that's a real dangerous precedent. So I felt it was important not only to blow the whistle, but to go very public with this, because it's not just about climate change. It's about broader issues about governance.
For the past 7 years, you just talked about you'd been working on climate change issues, Joel. Specifically, how it's affected Indigenous or Native American communities. I know you spent time in Alaska studying this. Why have they been hit harder than others? And I guess the second part of that question is, why does the Trump administration not feel it's important?
Well, it has, in fact, been a lot tougher on tribal communities than others. In fact, with all of these ongoing changes, the less resilient communities right now are getting hit the hardest. By that I mean the poorer communities of color, because they don't have the services that the wealthier communities have. So in particular, the Alaska Native communities they're out there on their own up there in the Arctic, and the permafrost is melting out from underneath their feet, literally. So they're vulnerable to the next big storm, and their villages could be washed away. I mean, it's a matter of life and death for these folks. In the lower 48, it's not usually quite that dire, but certainly, services to tribal communities have always been lacking, and that's something we really need to focus on. Now, the Trump administration, when they came in, made it clear right from the start that tribal sovereignty and tribal assistance was not going to be at the top of their list of priorities, and that's borne out certainly in the actions they've taken since, particularly and I think most publicly last week with the announcement about shrinking Bears Ears by 80%. That national monument was a priority for the tribes in the region.
Yeah, some might say that it's just too late to do anything, that climate change is kind of irreversible. As a former government official who knows the subject matter, can anything really be done to mitigate this?
Well, absolutely. You know, we have to immediately pivot away from fossil fuels and get on the renewable resources out there. And that will make a big difference. Now, it's not going to change things for the next 10, 20, maybe 30 years. Those changes are locked in. But after that, we can be making a big difference right now if we get off the fossil fuels. And this is one of the things that I think is important for tribes in the West, because they have these great wind and solar resources. And with the federal government stepping away from renewable energy right now, tribes could own this energy transformation in the West, you know, own the leases, own the projects, own the jobs, and make sure that this renewable energy transformation is employing locally and training up Indians, and that Indian country can then be seen as a real economic driver for this change that's absolutely coming, whether this administration likes it or not.
Joel Clement is former director of the U.S. Office of Policy Analysis with the Department of Interior, and now he is a whistleblower speaking out against the department's stance on climate change and other issues. Joel, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me on.